I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day from NPR News, and it's such an honor just to be nominated. Well, okay, actually, we weren't nominated because we're a radio program and not a movie, but the Oscar nominations were announced this morning at about 5:30 Pacific time. The list of nominees is kept so secret that everyone within the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences has to spend, everyone who has access to the list, that is, has to spend the night before this announcement locked up at the Academy's Beverly Hills headquarters, subsisting on toasted shrimp and delicate wines and who knows what else. Actually, someone does know, the Academy's executive administrator, Rick Robertson, and he spoke earlier to Day to Day's Madeline Brandt.
You were sequestered all night long. How are you feeling?
A little sleep deprived, but everything went really well, and we're looking forward to a very exciting next 4 or 5 weeks, whatever it is.
And who did you make your first phone call to?
NPR.
Of course you did.
Absolutely.
All right. Tell us about last night. What were you doing, and what was it like to spend the entire night sequestered?
Well, it's an interesting experience. It's unlike anything else I've ever done, and I've been doing this now for 15, 18 years. At 9 p.m., representatives of PricewaterhouseCoopers, our accounting firm, delivers to about a couple dozen Academy staffers the list, the official nominations list, and for about 3 or 4 minutes, it's very quiet, and people are pouring over the lists, and you hear some oohs and ahs and yays and various things. And then everyone realizes that there's a lot of work to do between 9 p.m. and 5:30 in the morning, so we all go scurrying off in our various directions. Some of us are beginning to compile press kits to hand out to the press in the morning. Some of us are beginning to write what we call sidebars, you know, little trivia. This is so-and-so's third nomination. If he wins, he becomes the first left-handed Bulgarian ever to win an Oscar, things like that. And then down in the theater proper, where we stage the announcement, it's a whole other level of activity as media are coming in and technicians are setting up cameras and things like that.
I understand there are safeguards in place to make sure that none of this information is leaked before, what is it, 5:38 and 30 seconds?
We used to just be able to turn off the main phone system, and that took care of it. But obviously, in a day of cell phones, everyone coming in has to either leave their cell phone in their car or turn it off and make sure it's put away in a safe place. So we really don't want any communication with the outside world for that whatever it is, almost 8.5 hour period.
So why all the secrecy? Why this ordeal of being sequestered?
You know, we want it to be the Academy's announcement, and there's a lot of preparation that has to go on. And it would be a shame for some cable news channel or an all-news radio station to get the jump on us when it's one of our big moments of the year.
Rick Robertson is the executive administrator for the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, and he spoke to us newly freed from being sequestered all night long. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Madeline.
Day to Day's Madeline Brandt. A full list of all the Oscar nominees plus NPR coverage of the film awards season is at our website, npr.org.